Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, we're going musical here in Studio 2 with some strong album releases from the Brits. We'll be reviewing the latest releases by Metronomy, Blood Orange and Bat for Lashes. And joining me to get our teeth into this tuneful trio is none other than broadcaster and DJ Georgie Rogers. That is all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Do stay tuned. And here she is, Georgie Rogers, as promised, appearing.
All appearing.
appearing as if out of a cloud of mist. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Why did I say vanishing? What a strange thing. Packing you off before you've even talked us through 15 minutes of fantastic music choices. Shall we turn to our first one?
I think
Metronomy. Now, talk us through these guys, or this guy, I guess, they seem to be quite sort of chameleon-like. Every album seems to have a different kind of vibe to it. Where are we going with this new one?
Absolutely. So Joe Mount is at the forefront of this. He's the kind of central pillar of Metronomy, and they have been trickling out tracks left, right and centre over the last month. And I mean, just the sort of as a precursor to the record, it was like, okay, this isn't going to be good. And they've been huge. He started with Old School, which featured the scratching skills of Mixed Master Mike from Beastie Boys, and super funky. Then Back Together, which is the album's opener, and it's kind of got this Daft Punk intro, and then a very late coming chorus which is teased and then doesn't hit till quite late in the track, and it's just this huge burst. Then Night Out as well, a collaboration with Robin, Hang Me Out to Dry. The whole record is kind of old school funk and funk infused pop. It's very different to the last two records, Love Letters, which has kind of had a Motown psych feel to it, and then The English Riviera, which I saw written about as warm yacht rock, which I quite like.
Really warm yacht rock. I really love that. It's one of those records that you wish you had on vinyl, actually.
Yeah.
It's got such a classic sort of old school kind of sleeve to it. Shall we take a little cut from the new record by Metronomy? This is Back Together, and the album is called Summer 08.
Hey girl.
Me?
Yeah, you. I've been loving what I see you do at grad school. Perhaps you'd come to lunch with me. I'm sure I'll find some time inside my diary. Now, let's see. Yeah, Monday looks quite good to me.
Monday looks quite good to me too. I'll see if I can book us a table.
Joe Mount from Metronomy there, talking us through his diary in exciting, funky fashion. Georgie Rogers is talking us through this one. Georgie, yeah, that's it's kind of witty, funky stuff. It sounds quite English to me as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it, kind of his delivery and stuff is. I guess you can tell that this is, if not made in the United Kingdom, that it sort of comes from there in some way. Right?
Definitely, and it's not taking itself too seriously. I mean, you just heard there. It's like kind of full of nostalgia and the way that he sort of mimics the girl that he's having this conversation with.
It's sort of call
track
and response pop where he's doing both parts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then it just goes into this like groovy Avalanches-esque chorus, a sort of synth burst, and there's like funky bass. It's really like a driving. I mean, the first time I heard that, I was just like, this is the best thing I've heard in ages.
Yeah.
And this album is very nostalgic. It's looking back to 2008, which was presumably when things all kicked off for him. And
yeah, I was wondering where you were making out, because I was kind of thinking, is this off some really naff? It's kind of almost got. The album cover is that of a naff compilation.
Yeah.
Like the complete 08. It's kind of like a bit like a Now thing or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a purposefully naff LP cover, isn't it?
Well, I think it's sort of harking back to the album Nights Out, which he described as a half-assed concept album about going out and having a rubbish time. I'm guessing alluding to Devon and sort of wanting to get out of that sort of small town, you know, thing.
So this is where he's from, isn't it?
So this whole album generally kind of looks back to more that time, and I guess that was at the time where things did start to kick off for him, and suddenly it was all wild parties and tour buses. I'm not sure if it keeps the momentum of the start of the album throughout, but there's so many bursts of colour in it and some really great tunes. Back Together, Old School, Hang Me Out to Dry. I guess, looking at some of the critics, I think they've sort of said that it maybe tails off a bit towards the end. I'm not sure I'd necessarily agree with that. It doesn't finish with kind of aplomb. It finishes on this kind of quite Daft Punk, Random Access Memories type tune, which is called Summer Jam. And I think what's impressive about this album is that he recorded the entire thing on his own, didn't have a band this time. I mean, he does have a band when he plays live, and The English Riviera was very much a band, I think, band record. And I just think that shows sort of I mean, the slickness of the whole album shows his prowess as a producer, as a songwriter, and the execution of it is brilliant. It sort of feels like he's gone back to his roots and he's just had loads of fun with it. And that's kind of the essence of what you get from listening to the record, I think.
It sounds like good stuff to us, beguiling stuff. It's Metronomy. The record is called Summer 08. We heard a cut from it called Back Together. Yeah, it's a good summer LP, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Perfect for the summer that we've not had yet.
Turn it on, pretend the sun's shining. Next up, we're going to talk about Blood Orange. This is Dev Hynes, an Englishman in New York.
Yes.
Talk us through his always interesting career and records.
So I think with this one, he is definitely pushing the envelope of what he does. He's getting more political on this record. He sort of picks up where he put out a track last year called Sandra's Smile, which was about the death of Sandra Bland, she died in police custody after being arrested. And it was a case that drew the attention of the Black Lives Matter movement. Also, the backdrop to this album, he lost all his belongings in a fire in his apartment in New York. And I think that might be alluded to on Thank You, when the lyrics are, "What's good at stopping me with everything I know, everything I know has tested me for now." I think generally one of the big things of this themes of this album is looking at oppression and society's struggles. He said this album is for the unappreciated, and you know, we've had albums, you know, Beyonce's alluded to it in Lemonade, and we had Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly album with the track We're Gonna Be Alright, which, I mean, that's a huge statement. It was the unifying soundtrack of the Black Lives Matter movement. With this, Dev kind of, he doesn't make it preachy. It weaves seamlessly in the album. It's accessible. I can imagine anyone listening to it would sort of empathise with whatever plight he is alluding to.
Yeah, I guess it's that thing where I expect all the people that buy his records care about the topics and the things he wants to sing about, but you don't have to enjoy the record. I guess that's
exactly
the thing, right? It's still funky, cool, amazingly addictive to listen to, and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a cut, Georgie. This is by Blood Orange. It's Augustine.
He's jerk his face to soothe him.
That is Augustine from the new record Freetown Sound by Blood Orange. That, again, we talked about Metronomy and for the first 5 minutes of this show, Georgie. That, again, Dev Hynes has a sort of retro idea of his production for this record, doesn't he? I mean, that sounds like it could have come from any year after sort of 77 somehow, right?
Yeah, I think he draws on a huge amount of influences. This record was inspired in part by the Dust Brothers and their production work on Paul's Boutique, which was Beastie Boys' record, their second record that kind of bombed when it came out, but actually people kind of treat it with respect now. There's a lot of samples on that record, so I think he's using a lot of samples. His voice is, you know, is always beautiful. He's a very hooked up guy, is Dev Hynes.
Yeah.
He's worked with so many people. He's sort of produced or worked or written with the likes of Jesse Ware, Solange, Sky Ferreira, FKA Twigs, Florence, Kylie Rae Jepsen. On this album, he's got loads of collaborations. He's got Chairlift, Adam Bainbridge of Kindness, Porches, Empress Of on the song Best to You. Kylie Rae Jepsen is on Better Than Me. And then even Nelly.
Why not?
Exactly.
You know?
Even Nelly Furtado.
Welcome back, Nelly.
Yeah, she takes a lead on Hadron Collider, which is it's at the heart of the album. It's midway through. It's a beautiful ballad. I think it's possibly my favourite track on the album. Some really lovely lyrics. We should be dancing with the angels, 1,000 halos in the sky, but we're too far from heaven, 1,000 halos, you and I. Kind of nice.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
There's sumptuous saxophone moments. There's some low slapping of the bass at times.
Old Thunder Thumbs over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's an album to admire, 100%. I think it is a bit long.
It's
quite long. It took me a while to listen through to it.
Are we in the realm of concept album here?
I don't know.
Does it have a beginning, a middle and end? Because we're going to talk about Bat Flashes in a minute.
Yeah.
And we'll come to that in literally 30 seconds, I think.
I wouldn't say it in that. But I think for me, what was kind of interesting, you saying that he's an Englishman in New York, I think the essence of Blood Orange's music isn't necessarily the lyrics, it's the mood that he creates.
Yeah.
And as I sort of listened to this album, I was sort of like thinking about how it makes me feel. I've been to New York once. And somehow it sort of felt like a hot summer's day in New York. Like, yeah. You know, sometimes a bit clammy and close, and then at other times just, you know, just kick back and...
Yeah, and the promo for Augustine, it's him, there's a lot of him dancing on rooftops and,
yeah.
and a lot of water towers and a lot of parks in Brooklyn and a lot of kind of nice studio apartments in Soho. It looks
yeah.
like there's him sitting at a piano in a sort of very nicely shot, yeah,
yeah.
Soho loft.
And for someone who grew up, I think he grew up in London,
yeah.
he is from London, like it doesn't feel London at all. It
no.
feels very New York to me.
And the production on it as well, as you said, the, you know, it's got that sort of the samples and the echo and all
yeah,
that kind of
all
thing.
All the MJ imprints.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Blood Orange. Dev Hines is Georgie Rogers' second choice. Her final one is Bat for Lashes. Well, welcome back, Natasha Khan, as well, because she's obviously had, she's had a funny career, ups and downs. She didn't even know whether she was going to make her last record. It seems like in quick order, she's got out another one. We were talking about concept albums. What on earth is going on in her head?
I don't know. It sort of feels like this is, in a way, is it her magnum opus? I'm not sure, but it's certainly like a pretty amazing vision, and she's seen it through in the most beautiful way. It's about the concept of it is it's a story about, it's a tragedy, it takes place on a bride's wedding day. Her husband to be, Joe, is killed on the way to the wedding in a car crash, and she goes on the honeymoon alone. And then this proceeds a sort of lament on loss and grief, love, and eventually hope. I found it completely captivating from start to finish. I saw her perform it in a church at the Union Chapel when she did a run of church gigs and invited everyone to wear church attire, and it was just completely magical. I think with this album she could have entered territory of really laying the instrumentation on super thick, but I love the fact that she hasn't. She really lets the singing and the words and the story come to the fore, and that's impactfully accentuated with really beautiful arrangements. Like when the arrangements are there, they're very stunning, you know, strings and piano and the occasional kind of electronic backing.
She's one of those artists as well. I mean, she's got a fantastic voice, and she's sort of unafraid to let it sit on its own, right? I mean,
yeah.
she also writes those songs that you kind of feel like have been around forever.
Mm.
Actually, she's not afraid of a simple, you know, of a great melody.
Yeah.
That seems to be one of her kind of great strengths, actually, just to be able to strip it back and his three notes.
Yeah.
And that you can, and they're all her songs very memorable, I think. You
but
know?
Then it never seems obvious. That's the thing with her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's got an artsiness about her.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Kate Bush, I feel,
yeah.
Happening here. And listening to it, I could hear a lot of like Peter Gabriel in some of the backing, and Kate Bush's Hounds of Love. You know, the way she sort of like draws you into her dream world on tracks like "And Dream of Sleep" and "Cloud Busting the Big Sky." Even though, I mean, there is a spoken word interlude on "Widow's Peak," which is very, very Hounds of Love, Kate Bush era, but there's just these sort of really standout ballad moments. There's a track called "Never Forgive the Angels," which is kind of, there's like this bluesy drone of a repetitive guitar note throughout, quite eerie instrumentation, but then it's one of the most achingly beautiful tracks I've heard in a while. And at the gig, she dedicated it to someone, perhaps maybe that was someone that has died in her life. I'm not too sure. I think this, it might be a concept album at the heart of this, but I mean, it doesn't mean that the themes don't resonate. I mean, everyone's been through a breakup or had to grieve for something at some point in their lives, and that really sort of, you know, that you can relate to that, even if outside of this story of this bride
indeed
going on this journey.
Indeed, I think she's a metaphorical lass.
Yeah.
Okay, should we have a cut? This is Close Encounters.
And on the other side, he's all around. He is a starry beam that lays me down, and we become a dream of time and sound when I go to the other side.
Close Encounters, Bat for Lashes, from the new LP called The Bride, as recommended by Georgie Rogers. Before that, we were talking about Blood Orange, Dev Hines' new record there. It's called Freetown Sound and Metronomy. Summer 08, don't be put off by the album cover. It is not a Naff Hits collection. It is a genuine LP and a very good one. George Rogers, thank you very much indeed, as ever, for talking us through your choices. We've gone to three very different places somehow, but all somehow also British choices. George Rogers, thank you very much. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review. But for the time being, for me and the crew, thanks for tuning in.